According to Yingshang, a search engine that specializes in business and real estate data collection, supermarket chains, both domestic and foreign, are experiencing grave difficulties in China. In 2017, seven supermarket brands, including Walmart, Carrefour and Yongwan, have closed 45 stores in Chinese cities, a 29% increase in the number of stores closing shops. So tell us more about it. Why are those stores closing up and what are these stores?
So a decade ago, physical stores could easily reach a profit margin of like 10%. But now, 4% is considered good performance. Carrefour closed another 3 stores in the first quarter of this year, which is why we're talking about it. Well, kind of why we're talking about it. And since 2012, Walmart has closed more than 50 stores. In the first half of last year, actually, it closed 17 stores in China. But one thing to keep in mind is that closing stores does not always mean that the business is doing bad. Sometimes it is a result of reconstructing. For example, domestic supermarket Yonghui actually made a profit in 2017 despite the closing of the bricks and mortar stores.
Restructuring is very, very important because businesses, you cannot run business blindly. You know, you have to keep up with the time. Taobao is competing. You know, people are shopping online.
Yeah.
And the supermarkets, why the supermarkets are dying? Because they're just simply too super. You know,
too super.
You just make it into small ones.
Hard to
long
take
time
turns.
Ago, for example, we have on the Chan Street, where there's a really huge mega super bookstore.
Ah.
图书大厦. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago, if you ask a Westerner to come to and wants to buy some books, they would be horrified to step into such a big building. Because you can get easily lost. You know, where are you going to find the very book you want to?
Mm.
So although, you know, putting everything in a big supermarket store is a good intention. Because so you can have everything.
That's
but then
true.
The time is so time consuming to even look for the one. So actually, smaller bookstores in the West with its personality, you know, special characteristics, you know, decorations, everything, comfort zones, sofas, even offering coffees are so much welcome. And now I think the super, super, super stores, if they're going to shift and do the restructuring, as you mentioned just now, they're going to survive.
And I think for me, going shopping is a very interesting and, I don't know, a kind of experience that are different when it's physical stores and when it's online shopping.
Mm.
For me, if I'm doing online shopping, I will always search for the product I need, take a look, maybe compare different stores, and then make my purchase. But if I am going to a supermarket, although most of the times I will have a shopping list, I will always buy a lot more than things on the shopping list. And I think a lot of people are like this, and that might be one of the reasons why supermarkets are, well, have been successful, at least to now. But nowadays, like Manling has just mentioned, finding your own characteristics to attract the consumer group that are loyal to you might be a whole new task for these big guys to do.
Why? Because why are not people going to the supermarkets?
No, because supermarkets were designed for convenience, right? But now there are more alternative sort of a convenient methods of shopping now.
Mm-hmm.
I use my fingers and sitting on my comfortable sofa, I did all the shoppings of necessities.
Yeah.
Because necessities is not an art you want to go to see the display in the window. You don't have to because it's food is food, rice is rice, toilet paper is toilet paper. you don't see the beauty out of it, right? These things can be provided. You just press your buttons and then it's delivered to your door. But I think if tailor-made artistic displays, you know, for fashion sort of designers, if they're going to have brick and mortar sort of shops in the future, and mostly it's going to function as a fitting room.
It's possible.
You know, display and art and pieces. Because, you know, when I buy jewelries, I usually do not buy any sort of jewelry or fashion, even clothes, online.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to fit, you know, you have to try it on
before
you can see whether it looks good on you or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we
point.
Definitely need this one. And then in the future, small eateries, cafeterias, mm-hmm. and tailor-made, so targeted customer sort of service shops. I mean, for example, I have a special temperament or whatever, or habits or whatever. And if happen, we three happen to be, can be categorized into the same group, then mm-hmm. we go to the, you know, the very shop that we love.
Designed for us.
Yeah. You cannot be that super anymore. Mm. Even radio audience out there listening to us, we used to have so many audience. You know, we are majority. We win over the half of the societies were listening to us. But now, how many can we secure?
Mm.
Only those who like us, right? Only those who find our shows are pleasant to ear.
Exactly, yes. And also before internet come to the playground, actually the convenience stores like 7-Eleven mm-hmm. are already trying to compete with the supermarkets, because these small shops, like Manling said, when it's small and you can locate it in every corner, well, that you can see around the corner, mm-hmm. that can answer to your very need, and that would be a much better choice.
Really?
I call it small and smart. I think some of our colleagues are running their own, you know, Taobao small shops online.
Oh.
Make it smart. Small and smart. And definitely you're going to sustain.
Hmm.
This is a very interesting point, because I remember those convenience stores, they don't come out all of a sudden. I mean, even when I was studying in Shanghai more than 10 years ago, I saw those convenience stores at every street corner. And back then, we were not talking about those convenience stores taking up or replacing supermarkets. And this leads me to wondering whether our consumer pattern has upgraded to a point where we can afford the items at those convenience stores at a premium price compared to the generic products that we get at supermarkets. Because back then, I was under the impression that those products sold at convenience stores were way too expensive for me to afford. And I was suddenly set out the time over the weekend, half day or whole day, to shop at a supermarket just to save money.
Okay, supermarkets were designed for convenience and at the same time to reduce the price for us,
sure.
for commoners like us. But this functioning has been replaced by Taobao, even cheaper.
Yeah, because...
And then I remember when you recall the past, I recall my childhood. I came from Shanghai, and then we used to have the community local shops where I can buy candies,
zongzitang,
you know, also 小卖部. These were functioning so well. It's like a visiting family shops, you know.
You
people. So now we are going back to that period when every little shop, for example, there's a little shop of 24/7 near the corner where I live. Sometimes I'm running out of milk. Walking. I know it's quite expensive compared to Carrefour, mm-hmm. which is a 10-minute walk, but I definitely would, you know, I just buy one bag, you know, and then they survive so well. They're not threatened at all by online services, by even brick and mortar. They have their own life. Definitely. So we are going back, actually.
And it seems that they may as well find it easier to work with the internet industry as well. I think a lot of supermarkets, those convenience stores, they're actually working with these online purchasing platforms,
yes.
to sort of offer work as a warehouse or something, or as a pickup spot for the stuff you order online.
So dual sort of functioning,
basically,
actually.
Basically, when
right?
you are at home, you yeah. can just buy things online, but the very familiar convenience store neighbor would bring their product to you. If
it's a contingency plan, when you're in
line, product
need, they're there, right?
They are there. Mm. And according to a report by China Industry Information Network, between mm-hmm. 2014 and 2016, labor cost and rent occupied 40% and 20% of the total cost of supermarket operations. So from the business owner's side of view, these kind of costs are a huge burden when online shops and convenience stores don't have such problems.
Convenience store is facing one. I lost the one recently.
Aww.
where I bought hot roasted chestnuts at the corner. I asked the owner, the lady said they doubled our rent.
Oh.
We couldn't afford it. So some of the convenience stores need to be subsidized by the government if you want to make your people happy and convenient.
That is a very interesting point. But I have a question here. I wonder, is there simply no hope for those generic supermarkets? Is there anything that they can do to stay in the game?
Yes. I think they're going to do parallel jobs. One is that they cannot neglect the online part, right? And the second is to break the big mega size into smaller ones, but put them into a shopping village.
And
because
also,
a village with cinemas, a village with eateries, a village with scattered little shops, you know, tailor-making, try to please the targeted customers, is going to survive.
And on top of that, I think it's also possible for them to go for a high-end kind of strategy, to have some imported and also a domestic high-end product designed for high-end consumers so that they can survive.
High-end consumers like Manling here?
No, I have low income, by the way. But high-end is very risky. Because if you start a small size shop, if you target high-end products as your main sort of, products, your investment is enormous.
Yeah, that's why I think that suggestion might only be used by the super, super markets.
Experimental.
They have the resources and also they have the kind of money to try to do their supply side reform.
Some data to support your claim, actually. From my personal observation, there's this neighborhood that I used to live in Wuzhuang, near the Babaoshan where we work. And that supermarket, Yonghui, is actually upgrading their services in the sense that they are offering better high quality stuff like steaks or seafood, things that you can cook at the spot, and you can sit there and wait for it to be prepared for you, and you can have it. And also, they also allow you to order them online, and then they will have it delivered to your doorstep. It seems that those supermarkets are trying to, like Manling said, trying to catch up with the development in people's lifestyle and try and remain a part of people's life. And that's the case in Yonghui, at least according to my observation.
One, I have also, I echo your observation.
There you go.
Fresh and cheap are the two things that Yonghui beat everybody else.
Really?
Yeah.
Because this new neighborhood where I'm living, this Yonghui isn't as good as the one.
Really?
Okay.
So I'm thinking that more like high-end or consumer upgrade is more like it, the way to go.